This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State investigators have launched an audit of a mental health agency that serves much of the Western Slope. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Mind Springs works with 10 counties and runs Western Colorado's only psychiatric hospital in Grand Junction. The Colorado Sun reports that investigators will look for signs of fraud and abuse by the agency. A recent investigation by Colorado News Collaborative found that various officials have ended contracts with Mind Springs, insisting the organization was not helping people enough and was not properly accounting for hundreds of millions of dollars in public funding. Mind Springs CEO resigned following the report. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A community of tiny homes is under construction near downtown Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce says it will house young people otherwise at risk of homelessness.
The first of the 240-square-foot homes have been delivered to a community being called Working Fusion at Mill Street. CEO Shelley Jensen says it will provide affordable housing for at-risk 18 to 25-year-olds. Leases will last for 2 years to allow the tenants to adjust to adult responsibilities and process trauma they may have experienced as children.
If that's not managed in parallel to getting that job, to learning those new life skills, it can be detrimental to the job that they now have. So we really want to give them enough time to really handle this well.
The first residents are scheduled to move in soon. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It was a dry December for the eastern half of Colorado. Climatologist Becky Bollinger says conditions that help fuel the fires in Boulder County are still a concern.
We go into those warm and windy days. If there's no snow on the ground, you definitely run the higher risk of those grass fires.
Most of eastern Colorado saw less than half of its normal precipitation in December. The Front Range and the Plains have a chance for snow tomorrow. Around Denver today, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. This is CPR News.